Oh, that's right, we need...
No, you're okay, start.
Please join us in the salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This meeting is now called to order in line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act. I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was advertised in the Asbury Current Press and other local newspapers on November 15, 2016. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Councilmembers Burnsall.
Here.
Keeler.
Present.
Rooney.
Here.
The record reflect this evening that Councilman Kelly, Lamia, and Lexstein are absent. Before we begin, we will start with remarks from the audience. So if there's anybody who wants to be heard on any issue, please come forward, state your name and address for the record. Hi, Pam.
Pam Ross, 6 Peninsula. I was unable to attend the last council meeting. Also, I was shocked to find out about the replacement of the nuisance ordinance. Should I ask specific questions now, or should I wait until the public hearing?
Wait until the public hearing.
Okay.
Virginia Cuso, Island View Way. It's been many, many years that we have been suffering and experiencing extreme flooding on Island View Way whenever there's heavy rains, storms, full moon, whatever it may be. And it just seems to be getting worse and worse, and there never seems to be any attention or anything put forward to come down to our end of the city to see what's going on, what's causing it, and if possible, what we can do to help rectify and alleviate the situation for us. It gets to the point that the water gets so deep you can't get down the street at all, even in your car on a heavy rain. And I just want to ask the, you know, the council what, you know, if anything, they can help look into this and help find out if there's a solution to take care of it.
Well, what I'd like to do is to come down and take a look at it. Maybe our administrator, either Councilman Kelly, who's Committee of Flood Control, or Councilman Burnsall, who chairs Public Works, and we'll grab our engineer. And then look at it, see what kind of what we have on the outfall down there, and see if maybe some of the solutions that we tried in the downtown might be feasible for Island View Way. And we'll take a look at it, and we'll report back to tell you what we can and can't do.
I know over the almost 30 years that I've been there that we have had the engineer down there, we've had people look at it. They put a new storm system down the center of the street many, many years ago. The bulkhead that's there now that they put in is like a spaghetti strainer. It does absolutely nothing to alleviate any water from getting into the street from the overflow of the river. It's always, you know, draining in through the bulkhead. So that to me is just a wasted project that was done many, many years ago. But I know that over the years, there has been many times that they've come down, they've looked at it, but nothing's ever come out of it.
Now, one thing we did in Church Street, they put in a valve that had like a kind of backflow stopper. So I'm going to ask our engineer friend to take a look at it and see if some solution like that might be feasible. That was actually a very cost-effective solution for us. I think it was a $7,000 fix, and it seems to be doing its job. So you know, I'm not sure, but I'd like to get smarter people than me down there to take a look at it.
Well, I know that there was a duct bill in there, and that thing is not operating functioning at all. Whether there is anything that would be further investigated, or maybe there's something going on underground that's compromising the flow of the water or whatever it may be. And, you know, it's a very antiquated system, and I don't know, you know, how bad it is or not. And I just, you know, would hope that some attention would be given to us down there at the South End.
So our administrator, Mr. Rooney, is going to start with Public Works and bring in engineering, and we'll get back to you, Virginia, and we'll be fine.
Thank you.
Anybody else in the audience? We'll move on to our agenda then. First up, we have our consent agenda, and I know we have a motion to remove an item, Councilman.
Yes, could you remove item 164, it's the last one. And so, just, I had to check with our engineer.
Would you like to make a motion moving the remaining consent agenda for us?
Yes, I'll make that motion.
Needs a second?
A second.
Okay, this is a consent agenda, resolutions 159, 160, 161, 162, and 163. We have a motion and a second, so I'll do the roll call. Councilman Bertzow?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
I was saying, just tell me if there's something I can... Next up, we have resolution 164, 2017. I think we need a motion to carry that, correct? We're waiting to get more information?
I don't think it's imperative at this point, JCP&L, to run, they have to pull the lines through the conduit to the new building. I'm not sure when that needs to be done and in the sequence of events for the new building.
Can this be acted on in, at the next council meeting?
In 2 weeks.
On your side of it? Yeah, I think 2 weeks would not...
You would think that's adequate time to get the information Mr. Keeler's looking for?
Yes, it'll definitely be more than adequate, unless you want to act on it, subject to us reassuring you that it is their standard practice and there's no flexibility in the question. You know, I'm pretty sure it's a standard agreement. I just wanted to get confirmation on the dollar amount and how they're structuring it. You could either act on it tonight, subject to reassurance, and hold it until we reassure you tomorrow.
Pleasure, Councilman.
Or you wait 2 weeks, and I don't think it has any negative impact, but I don't know for sure if it slows anything down.
I thought I'd keep it clean and not like...
I'd rather not push it back if we can.
You don't want to push it back? You want to vote with provisions?
Yeah.
You pulled it, so...
Charlie, Jack, you have to chime in here. We got two sides. We got both sides.
What does Fran suggest?
What's the question?
Push it off for 2 weeks. I don't think it harms the project.
What's your concern, Jack?
Just the, I've never seen anything like that before, and I was just wanting to know if this is something new.
The cost to run the extra line?
Well, they're requiring a sizable, non-refundable deposit by you upfront. And I just want to reassure you that that is standard practice and not some special...
But as you read on, though, we'll reimburse that money.
Yes, I just have, I'm not familiar...
It doesn't cost the borough.
I understand. I'm just not familiar with that sizable a deposit upfront as they're requiring.
And the other aspect of it was the 10-year lease. What happens at the end of the 10 years? Is it just...
I was wondering that.
Is it just...
Yeah, I have to get better feedback for you. I'm not sure.
I'm fine either way. If he says it's not going to affect the project...
Yeah, fine, yeah.
Make a motion to carry, Jack?
I'll make a motion to carry to the next council meeting.
A second.
Councilmembers Bertzow?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Moving on to the public hearings for the ordinances. First up, we have ordinance 16-2017, and it makes adjustments to the code for vehicles and traffic with regard to parking spots. I need a motion to open the public hearing on ordinance 16-2017.
So moved.
Second.
Councilmembers Bertzow?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Does anybody from the audience wish to be heard on ordinance number 201 entitled Vehicles and Traffic? I'll take a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Councilmembers Bertzow?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And that's a motion to close. Now we need a motion to adopt ordinance 16-2017 and advertise according to law.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Councilmembers Bertzow?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Next up, we have ordinance number 17-2017, and that amends chapter 146 nuisances. We need a motion to open the public hearing.
I was going to ask if we could carry this so I could have a discussion with our attorney on several aspects of it.
There's no problem with it as far as I'm concerned.
No reason to rush.
Just the...
You're not comfortable with it?
No, just some terminology and...
carry it to the next.
Carry it to the next public meeting.
Workshop with a public meeting or what?
Since we have members in the public who showed up to give input on this ordinance, can we still have a public hearing tonight? Or since we don't have an ordinance on the table, we don't have an ordinance?
No, you could open a public hearing and carry the deliberation vote.
Should we do that since I know Mrs. Ross is here?
Sure.
So how about a motion to open a public hearing?
So move.
Second.
Councilmembers Birdsall.
Yes.
Healer.
Yes.
Marie.
Yes.
I know there's somebody in the audience who wishes to be heard, but this is, if anybody in the audience wishes to be heard about the proposed changes to the nuisance ordinance. Pam Ross, 6 Peninsula Avenue. I have not received an answer yet to my letter from yesterday about my concerns of conflict of interest on the council panel. I understand that two council members do business with Seabright establishments that are directly impacted by any noise or nuisance ordinance, both the current one or any new version.
Let me give you an answer to that question, if I might, Mayor. I did see your letter today, and I'll respond to it in due course. But with respect to this ordinance, this is an ordinance of general application that applies to every property and every person in the borough, and therefore, the issue that you raise is not a conflict for any member of the council.
And even if you have one person, I mean, there's two council members here that are doing business with these restaurants that are impacted by this nuisance.
Every property in Seabright and every person in Seabright is impacted by the ordinance. It's an ordinance of general application. It's not a specific ordinance to certain locations or certain categories of locations.
If it was specific to the client, if the ordinance was specific to the client of the council member, it would indeed be a conflict. What Roger said, it would be like saying you couldn't vote for anything that would affect a homeowner because you're a homeowner, right? If it affects all the homeowners, but if it affected specifically your block and your little neighborhood, you might be able to say it was a conflict. But since
so you're
it's
saying because it's
borough,
general.
It's an ordinance of general application, yeah.
All right, because I've seen other applications that councilmen have been withdrawn from that are similar. Why are we changing this ordinance and who wrote the new one?
We're changing it for one reason. You said you weren't here at the last meeting. We did discuss it. We're changing the ordinance was written by my office. Mm-hmm. The modifications were written by my office. Mm-hmm. For the specific purpose of making sure that this ordinance is a noise nuisance ordinance and not a noise ordinance subject to the approval of the NJDEP, which is why the only changes relate to the elimination of the decibel readings and measures in the ordinance.
So it still eliminates the decimal reading? It still eliminates it?
Eliminates the decibel level.
Okay, level reading.
And what we're going to do is we're going to revisit that in a separate noise ordinance so that that would be subject to DEP approval. We want to make sure this ordinance is not subject to DEP approval.
Okay. So anything with decibels is considered under the definition of noise, and it's subject to DEP regulation. But we are able to enact our own nuisance codes within the borough that do not have to be approved by the state.
Because I know Mark worked on this for many months, and he benchmarked another town, and he said that town was a perfect fit for our town. So that's why I was wondering how all of a sudden this came up.
Well, that was the thing. The town that he referenced did not have the decibel readings in it. Mm-hmm. We added them in specifically, and Roger's advice was to take them out due to the DEP regulations.
Okay. And what is considered an impulsive sound in the ordinance? It is not defined.
That's an impulsive sound.
like bursts of loud noise.
Okay.
And maybe Chief could clarify. Chief, can you provide some specificity on what you would consider impulsive noise, like a gunshot?
Muffler, don't have that one.
A what?
Muffler?
Okay.
Firing.
All right. Somebody's fire alarm. That's smoke alarm that goes off for 2 days at a time?
The term impulsive sound is defined in the order.
Okay, no, I didn't see it there, but what is...
Yeah, look in the definitions, it's there.
Okay, what is a special event considered? You just gave like one example, but you really didn't define that either, so I really would like to know what a special event is considered.
I can take a look at that.
We have a special events ordinance and a special events committee. So if somebody wants to do something on the Seabright public property, they're to come to the special events committee, they apply for a permit. The committees are comprised of borough officials, including police, public works, the board of health.
So it's occasional, basically? It's not like an ongoing special event?
Correct. The special events committee meets monthly, and they hear applications from people who want to do everything from have weddings to fireman's fair.
Okay. Why was the fine so drastically changed? Because I sorted that out instead of what the violation's like a slap on the wrist now. You don't have, doing any time, the third offense, and you just basically...
No, it's still there.
I didn't see that. I saw that it was a different fine structure.
No, it's all still there.
Fine structure.
The same exact as the last one?
Yeah.
All right, because it didn't look the same to me, so I'm going to double check on that.
Exactly.
We'll read it carefully before we vote on it, just to make sure.
Yep. So also, the offenses are erased every 5 months, and I was wondering if that could change too, because I don't see why that makes a difference. So every 5 months, your violations are erased, and then you start over again.
I can tell you, it was a discussion of the season, and it was based on the warm weather season, the 5 month period.
But this was not changed from the original ordinance.
The same as the original ordinance.
No, but if it is continual, somebody's continuing.
The only changes, if you look at this ordinance, the only changes are those that relate to decibel level. Nothing else was changed. Not a single word besides decibel. But the fine structure is exactly the same as it was when it was adopted.
And also, special event considered is the same as special permit, or are they a little bit different? Because you have special event in one area and special permit in another. So I'm just wondering, what's the difference?
Events, do you have to have a permit to have a special event?
Special permit could be like the fire marshal giving a permit for an event, separate from a special event committee. Two different things. Okay. Special permit would be like a fire permit.
All right, so this is going to come up to vote for next week?
No.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. And I think that's all I have for now. But I'm going to double check on that because I thought I saw that violations were lowered. So you're telling me that they weren't?
Exactly the same. Exactly.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments on the proposed changes to the nuisance ordinance? Let's take a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Councilmembers Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Okay, so we've gotten some input from the public, and this ordinance will be back at our next meeting. I don't know if that counts as a public hearing, but at least we got...
No. Did we make a motion to carry? Well,
it does count as a public hearing, and... I don't think we made a motion to carry.
Yeah, I asked John to make a motion to carry.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You want to do it just in case?
No, I didn't record. That's fine.
Well, if you did write it down, then...
Chris did this.
Let's say...
She made some comments.
Keeler made the motion. Birdsall seconded it.
Okay.
And why are we carrying it?
I thought that was a motion to...
He had some questions on it.
More than that?
Yeah, I just want to go over some stuff with Roger.
Wow.
We have one more ordinance on our agenda tonight, and that is an ordinance amending our special events. The composition of our special events committee, that's Chapter 38 of the Code of the Borough of Seabright. So I need a motion to open the public hearing for that ordinance change.
So moved.
Second.
Councilmembers Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Does anybody wish to be heard on changes to the special event ordinance, Chapter 38? Take a motion to close?
Move.
Second.
Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Reed?
Yes.
How about a motion to adopt?
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Reed?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to new business. First is payment of vouchers.
Take a motion to approve.
Second.
Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Reed?
Yes.
That brings us to the final item on our agenda this morning, and that is our best practices study. Councilmembers, you got a copy in your packet. It's the spreadsheet, and it includes the inventory review that was conducted by our administrator, Mr. Bruni, and our CFO, Mr. Vasquez.
We received 95 points out of a possible 100, so we will receive all of our state aid money with no restrictions. There were some areas that we said no to that we may want to look at during the course of the year, such as placing in our personnel policies a more strict policy on outside employment that we do not have in writing, other than a notification to us. But other than that, I think that all of the recommendations that the state makes regarding best practices, we are in compliance with, and it's a pretty darn good score.
Didn't we have a higher score last year? Just saying.
I don't know. I don't think we stopped doing anything, but the staff is doing a good job, Mayor.
Yeah, 95 out of 100. I mean, really, a commendation to all of our borough staff who work really hard every day. Thank you. We have an executive session listed to discuss pending litigation. So I need a motion to go into closed session. When we come back out of the closed session meeting, we're going to adjourn the meeting with no more formal action. I'll take the motion for executive session.
So moved.
Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Reed?
Yes.
If we could clear the room, we could do it here. If not, we'd have to go there because Councilman Rooney has to leave us.